Now let's move to some other news. And the US President Donald Trump has finally signed legislation ending the longest government shutdown in US history, just hours after the House of Representatives voted to restart disrupted food assistance, pay hundreds of thousands of federal workers, and revive the country's hobbled air traffic control system. The vote, passing by a 222-209. House Democrats, though, angry that the long standoff launched by their Senate colleagues failed to secure to extend federal health insurance subsidies. Many people then back to their jobs from today. Well, let's hear from Donald Trump.
Today, we're sending a clear message that we will never give in to extortion, because that's what it was. They tried to extort. The Democrats tried to extort our country. Republicans never wanted a shutdown and voted 15 times for a clean continuation of funding. They caused tens of thousands of federal contractors and small businesses to go unpaid, and the total effect of the damage their antics caused will take weeks and probably months to really calculate accurately. So I just want to tell the American people, you should not forget this. When we come up to midterms and other things, don't forget what they've done to our country.
Let's analyse it for you then. Our business editor, Charles Pellegrin, is joining us. Charles, give us a sense then of just how much there is to catch up on after this shutdown. It lasted 43 days in the end.
Oh, just imagine any office or workplace being shut for 6 weeks, and then that first day of returning to work, that backlog of mail, emails, phone messages that needs to be sifted through, the contractors awaiting payments put on hold, the morning just spent rebooting entire computer networks, entire national parks that stayed open but didn't see any sort of maintenance or cleaning. It's a huge task, especially when it's at that scale. Around 600,000 federal workers were put on furlough, meaning told not to return to work until the shutdown ended without pay, but still while accruing sick days and paid leave. They've been ordered to return to work this Thursday, and these workers, as well as the hundreds of thousands deemed essential who continue to work, are now entitled back pay. Senior administration officials cited by U.S. media saying that process will start on Saturday and should take until November 19th to be fully completed. Another example of the scale of the task is the U.S.'s Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, the food stamps, which benefit 42 million low American Americans. Because of legal uncertainty, they've not been receiving their full benefits over the course of the shutdown. They'll have to wait longer, as much as a week, to get what they're entitled to. States saying they need that time to update the list of beneficiaries and to literally load up the debit cards that are used to buy groceries and which have replaced the actual food stamps. One last thing as well that's of particular interest to investors and central bankers, key economic data released by U.S. government agencies, they've been flying blind, and it's unclear whether their inflation and jobs report for the month of October will actually be published at all. The Bureau of Labor Statistics is expected to publish a calendar over the next few days that says what the next data will be.
Yeah, it is incredible when you think about it like that, isn't it? It could take then several days, even weeks, for the federal bureaucracy to move at full steam again. What about air travel? It's been a major problem, hasn't it?
Well, the main issue there had to do with air traffic controllers who are government workers. They're essential for safety and have been working without pay during the shutdown. This has dragged on. A number of them have been going on sick leave or unscheduled time off, forcing the government to reduce the number of flights every day, leading to flight delays and over 10,000 cancellations. This has been a logistical nightmare for travelers and airlines, notably because flight cancellations mean pilots and crews aren't where they're supposed to be for their next flight, and emergency reserve crews have to be called in their place. So this is now all set to ease in time for the peak Thanksgiving travel season, November 27th, as more and more air traffic controllers return to work. American Airlines, on a post on X, said they were pleased the shutdown is over and that they're already seeing significantly fewer air traffic control staffing shortages, leading to reduced delays and cancellations for customers, but that delays and cancellations will linger. Then there's the question of back pay for air traffic controllers. During the last shutdown, it took as long as 2.5 months for them to get fully compensated for their work. The Trump administration has promised to move quicker this time, saying they would get 70% of their missed pay within 24 to 48 hours after the government reopens, with the rest coming about 1 week later.
Before you go, Charles, one last word. This is about the actual economic impact of all of this.
Mm-hmm. The Congressional Budget Office calculated that a shutdown this long would lead to a GDP hit of 1.5% this quarter that would be compensated for in the following quarters, but not entirely. They estimated there could be anywhere between $7 and $14 billion worth of economic output that will be lost and unrecovered. Worth looking back at previous shutdowns here to see if there's any political fallout to this. Well, people have often moved on quite quickly, and this might not actually be a factor in the upcoming 2026 midterms. What will be worth paying attention to, though, is the economic data that will be coming out now, with worrying signs relating to both job creation and also stubborn inflation.
Perfect analysis. Sean Pellegrin, our business editor, summing it all up for us.